This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are sprites.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Obey your thirst.
From the Sierras. It's a mist along them to go along with the Mountain Dew. It's separate from... Yeah, these are sprites. Little bug people that love poisoning you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just, you know, they're in the brownie gremlin ecosystem.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more action to them, even though I don't think there needs to be quite this much granularity.
No, I was shocked that this ended up being a three pager.
Yeah, there are six different types of these things. and are they different? Yeah, some of them are.
Some of them have different little hooks and stuff, but mostly it's how aggressive they are and how prone to pranking you they are.
There is like a weird arms race where like the beginning of them, it's like, these things are way less serious than elves. And then later it's like, oh, like what? Atomies? Atomies are nothing. I'm a Grig and I'm way less serious than that. Like, there's this weird kind of dick measuring contest.
There is. And then the Nixies, I think, are the most mischievous of all, who goes straight to
years of indentured servitude over all. Oh, you mischief. Oh, Thomas Jefferson, you mischief maker.
Oh, you shanghaied me. Ah, yeah. Rats.
Yeah. Oh.
Fool me once. So there is this escalation here, but mostly these are just tiny little bug people. And you know me, I don't have any patience for a brownie.
Yeah, you don't like brownies. I don't mind these things as much, even though some of them are like 2 feet tall, so they're not that tiny. It's just like a small man who likes to put you to sleep.
Yeah, like if one of these hit your windshield, you know, you'd all die.
Yeah, there's some of them that hit your windshield and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then if you hit them all progressively as they got bigger, eventually it would become a I know what she did last summer
right
situation. Like, but the first time it happened, it's like, this would actually probably happen all the time in that world. Like, right. You'd probably run into regular sprites.
Mm-hmm.
And pixies, or pixies are the tall ones.
Yeah.
It's, you know, where are all these things that tall? Fuck, man.
They 4 foot tall is the Nixie, maxing it out. And then relaxing at the bottom is 1.5 foot tall with the Griggs.
Okay. So still a problem if you're running to a 1.5 foot tall man.
Right.
AKA a child.
Right. AKA a toddler.
Yeah, aka a toddler boy.
Madison?
Dakota? Skyler? I guess we should talk about these things, even though there's almost nothing different about them.
Right.
Should probably do due diligence and go through them.
Yeah. So, like, the sprites, they just love their druids, you know, mostly because they are neutral and they.
Yeah, they love them for their neutrality.
Yeah.
And they think they don't like talking to elves about woodland matters because the elves are too serious about that, or too flippant.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Most are too serious about more woodland affairs.
I can't believe
druids
either.
Not serious about woodland affairs.
I think that with comfort with nature comes a kind of levity about it. You know, almost a, you know, trees will be trees kind of thing. You know.
Yeah. Trees got a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Sea sprites. These fellas end up basically they will incapacitate you either way, but if you are good, they will just deposit you on a nearby shore.
Yeah, that's what most of them do too. Like, the sprites will do that too. They just like stick you somewhere and take your weapons.
Yeah,
but they summarily execute you if you're evil,
right? Or if you mess with a coral reef.
Yeah,
you know, if you're diving, you just want to take one small piece of coral back for your kid. Nope,
a sea sprite will murder you, but it's the same, you know, there's elves and water elves. It's that same bullshit.
Yeah.
Pixies are the first point in which I think it becomes pretty superfluous here, because pixies are also 2.5 feet tall. They have like a slightly different like weapon loadout.
Yeah.
But they're very similar to everything else.
Their thing is that they use a special poison on their weapons, which will completely wipe your memory. And the only things that can fix it are a heal or limited wish.
Yeah. So they're a Michel Gondry movie.
Right.
In Dungeon Master 4. You know? And they can also cast Otto's Irresistible Dance once per day. So they are fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
Nixies, I thought it was like, okay, so we have fucking sprites, sea sprites, pixies, and these are just going to be water pixies. But they're not.
No.
Because of the slavery angle.
Right. Nixies keep each charm slave for one full year, forcing them to do all their heavy labor, but thereafter the charm wears off and the victim is set free.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah? Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, no, no. I'll give you my Richard Nixie impersonation. I am not a brook. Yes.
Nice. Gonna take that one to Dragon Con?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it to Dragon Con and Slay. It is the joke of Slay to Dragon Con. Dragon Con Slayer from Sunset Rubdown.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they make you a slave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you pretty much do community service.
Right. It's like they make you join AmeriCorps.
Yeah.
Which is worthwhile, I guess. I don't know.
You know, I ran into a Nixie and I had to take 6-pack rings out of the lake for a year. And then you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're back.
I feel like I grew. I would feel like I grew as a person if I could remember any of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Except I woke up, it was a year later, and I was buff as fuck.
Yeah, that's the trick with the Peace Corps, is you actually forget the entire time you spend in it.
Yeah, they got that. They got those Men in Black sticks.
Anybody who says they remember the Peace Corps obviously wasn't in the Peace Corps, bro.
You have to imagine those people fuck, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, because okay. I was going to say, like, they get high all the time, but I imagine, like, they're just, like, super young and, like, strapping.
Yeah, I've had friends who went to Peace Corps. We didn't talk about sex, but they were high all the time. And I have to imagine that there was just they were just constantly going into each other.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I don't know what else you keep yourself busy, like building a fucking well down in, you know, some other country. Like, if you're not, you know, spending those nights, like, just going to Bone Town.
Yeah. I like how you avoided saying an actual country.
I did. Yeah. It was very conscious. You know, I had what I was going for, but then I changed my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, they probably fuck all the time.
Oh, yeah. At Atomies, they just get smaller and more annoying.
I don't care about Atomies or Griggs so badly. Like, these things do definitely. So there's at least three of these I don't need to have exist.
No. There's one great thing about the Griggs. So in the loadouts, and this is why you have to make sure that you read everything, because you think, okay, well, like, there are some surprise rolls, you know, there are some that have darts, they're okay, whatever, this is going to be the loadout. No, and one Grigg fiddler, Griggs never go anywhere without a fiddle, plays a song with the same effect as Otto's Irresistible Dance. All right, so these are walk-in portable hootenannies.
We've already been to Otto's Irresistible Dance, though. Like, that's the thing that it makes it, I mean, I guess he has a fiddle.
But the fiddle is the important part.
I would rather
they're literally playing the world's smallest violin. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.